USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccination efforts in Europe will temporarily slow as several nations are suspending the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Ireland and the Netherlands are the latest to put their programs on hold after Norway reported 4 cases of blood clotting in patients who had received the shot. Both countries' health ministries say there is no evidence that the blood clots and the vaccine are linked, but they've made the moves out of an abundance of caution. And as several states have begun rolling back their coronavirus restrictions, Arkansas is set to join them. Governor Asa Hutchinson says the state will reconsider its mask mandate at the end of the month, looking at where it stands with cases and vaccination rates. Hutchinson tells CBS's Face the Nation that the time for tight restrictions is over.
I think the time in this pandemic for heavy-handed restrictions and, and mandates are going by the wayside so people can make good judgments, and we expect that to happen even after March 31st if the mask mandate is lifted.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Stimulus checks from the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan that passed last week have begun to hit the bank accounts of some Americans, though March 17th is the official day that payments are scheduled to begin. Republicans say that the actual cost of those stimulus payments is much higher than most would be willing to pay. Senator Tom Barrasso says calling the bill a measure for COVID relief is false advertising. The Wyoming Republican tells ABC News this week that the bill should have been about defeating the virus and should not have contained so much money for other projects.
We have 3 vaccines that are very effective. We have that's what President Biden has inherited, a recovering economy. So Republicans want to make sure people get shots in the arms, kids get back to school, people get back to work, but we are not going to stand with the Democrats as they try to exploit a crisis to send lots of money to big cities and to blue states and to really failed pension plans. This is not supposed to be a bailout. It's supposed to be about helping get the disease behind us.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Department of Justice says a prominent Black Lives Matter activist has been indicted by a federal jury in Ohio for defrauding donors.
Sir Major Page, also known as Tyree Conyers Page, was indicted on 3 counts of money laundering and 1 count of wire fraud. The DOJ said that he allegedly created a Facebook page called Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta and defrauded donors of more than $450,000 after it was revoked by the IRS as a tax-exempt charity. Page tells local media that he didn't intentionally commit any crimes. He allegedly used a substantial portion of the donations to purchase personal items such as hotel rooms, guns, clothing, and forms of entertainment, officials said. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And President Biden has made his first comments on the ongoing scandals of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. When asked by reporters outside the White House Sunday whether the governor should resign,
I think the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings us.
Democratic New York State Senator Alessandra Biaggi says the president's noncommittal response doesn't surprise her, but tells CNN that the mounting scandals against Cuomo show a pattern of abusive behavior.
I do think that the details of the growing sexual harassment allegations and the nursing home death cover-up, and now today the reports of the governor's vaccine czar calling county officials to gauge their loyalty to the governor, reveal something that is an underlying issue, which is that the New York State executive branch has been working to protect Andrew Cuomo and not the people of New York, and collectively there is a pattern of abusive behavior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.